Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
So, Tech Dear Rob, will you see if Adam can talk for us? Let me get this little, hopefully get this little problem settled. What'd you? Because the video guy's coming today, right? What's his name? Todd.
Wood.
Is Todd gonna be here today?
It's today when you do your show.
No, I record
show?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. Well then.
Which was a reminder I need to write a podcast.
Yeah, you do. In blood.
Write it in blood.
That's right.
Alexa said the same thing. She said, I got to write my podcast today.
Well, your podcast is recording today, isn't it?
I wrote it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Did I mix up my days?
Yeah. Not, and Ace's is, as Alexis would say, mañana.
Mañana. As Alexis would say.
Mañana.
Today is nerd news with what? Tech Dear Rob.
Tech Dear Rob. Dear. Tech Dear
Rob. For Dear.
All right, funny. Adam's on. On the phone.
Okay. Let's
see. Hey, hello. Baby.
Hello.
Hey. It seems that Ace and Rob and Alexis are having some sort of trouble with these camera things that you ordered. These things, I don't even know what they're supposed to do. All I know is that I've just been sitting here trying to stay focused on the show. Which I am the one that always has to do that whenever
I know.
Things are going on behind the scenes, the technical issues and all.
Here's the thing, Adam, that I fail to understand. So we got one of these things and tested it, and it worked great. Then we determined we need three of them, three more of them, four total. And for some reason, you ordered three different things. So they're all completely different, and none of them are like the one that we tested the first time. So now we're trying to figure out different apps, and they each work differently.
A tripod.
There's a tripod for some reason. We don't know why we have a tripod. Yeah. Just curious what the thought process was to that, because we've got a mess here now.
Okay. In fairness to me, before I knew that you liked the one that you set up first with Alexis, I knew that through our video person, Todd, that there were several ways that you could do it. And thanks to the Amazon Prime world that we live in, I wanted to have you test four of them, find the best one, send the other three back, and we ordered that one three more times.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Well, I told you.
Yeah, but
you told who?
Just now, I said
it. You are. I told you just now.
He told you there's a good explanation. That's what he said.
That is good explanation.
That's a good explanation.
Well,
and so there are how many different kinds are there now? Three different kinds or two different kinds?
There is four different kinds.
Four different kinds.
Because we have a tripod.
Okay. Well, if I would have known that, I could have answered that, Adam. Yeah. I mean, it's logical that that's what you were doing. But I
exactly.
Yeah, I was paying attention to Riggins.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't in the whole technical thing. So, yeah, I mean, if there are four different ones, then y'all, come on, put your thinking caps on, Alexis.
Don't call me out.
Think.
Yeah. I thought the one that we had worked
know.
Perfectly.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know if one of them maybe looks better for one of you, and then the three of you like a different one. it's all so new, and I don't understand any of it, that I was sort of following the...
At least we all agree on the part that you don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
Well, we got one of them working, we think, and the old one works. So we have two that work right now. We're working on the other two.
And for the John and Joan Q listener... It's a thing, that a device you put your phone into, and your phone is videoing you, and the device has a sensor on it, and when you move, it moves, kind of like Luda told us.
When I move, you move, just like that. Ooh,
you see, so so that's what the whole thing is, and they each require a different app.
But the tripod doesn't move, so what's the point of the tripod?
It's probably just part of the package. That when Adam ordered this thing, it probably just came with the package, I'm assuming. You didn't order a separate tripod, did you, Adam?
No, one of them came with, like, a bunch of toys. Yeah.
Exactly. And if I know Tech D Rob, then I'm going to say that he wants to say, if you're not going to use that, I'll take it. He can always use another tripod.
For his cell phone.
I'll be the manager and saying that there was an intention to send two or three of them back when we found the one or two we liked.
We didn't know that. We were not aware of. None of us were aware of that.
But judging by the way they open these boxes, I don't know if that's going to be possible.
I didn't open any of the boxes, for the record.
They ripped them open like Santa Claus left them.
We had some tape. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, there's something else that happened, though, today. I sent Adam an email and said, hey, we're working on a new project that's going to allow stations to carry the show in the afternoons and stuff. And I said, are we doing, without having to get into this explanation that won't make sense to anybody but us, are we going to do A or B? Mm-hmm. And Adam's response was, yes.
Uh-oh.
And we could do C. By the way, C is the exact same thing as B. When you get down to it, I was like, I'm confused. Then he said... Rob explained it to me yesterday how it will work. And I asked Rob, and I think he even said he's got this shit nailed. So I go in and said, Rob, you and I had a question. I asked Adam for the answer. Here's the answer he gave me. He said, and then you have a solution. And Rob said, my solution doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about right now. It's for something totally different from yesterday. Like, okay,
you guys aren't nice sometimes. It totally does.
It totally does.
It absolutely does.
No, Rob's solution is a way to do the show from a different place than this radio studio.
If Rob keeps on, he's going to be doing the show from a different place and a different show. he's going to do the show from Paducah.
Okay, we'll figure it out. We're just having fun with you, Adam. We love you.
I know. I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
And see,
we'll nail it.
Yeah, I think all of them work. Riggins and I don't have a problem with any of them.
Yeah, because you guys don't have one in front of you.
So? All right. All right, Adam. Glad we got that straight.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. We love you. We'll talk to you after a while.
Love you, too.
Bye. Right.
Okay, bye.
So, nothing was settled.
Adam's going to send three of them back and then get whatever else.
I'm going to send three of them back. I was
Adam's going to Adam's going to have Alexis.
They mailed them to my house.
Send three of them back, Oh. That's the best part of this whole deal is that we can just walk away from this and go, all right, so we're going to keep that one, send those others back. And then apparently somebody does it. I don't have to be the one to do it. I love it.
Yeah, Adam has sent Alexis so many packages that the people in her apartment complex have offered her a job.
He did.
Sorting packages down there.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
That's hilarious.
You know, you seem to be in here a lot. You know the ropes. You want to come help us sort packages?
Better her than me. One time he sent me a package a couple months ago. It was the dirt. It came in. It was dented up and it was dirty. I was like, what the hell did you send me? Is there a head in this box? All damaged. What are you buying?
So, yeah, and my wife, you know, she's always sus if a package comes delivered to anybody but her.
Yeah.
You know, so if it has my name on it, then she's gotten, she's like, what is that? What'd you order now? And I told her, I said, Adam is sending stuff here for the other studio. You know, he's ordering and having it sent here. And so then she grasped that and she said, well, another package, I guess, came from Adam today. Adam ordered. It's in there in the in my office. So I go get it. And then she'll go, what is that? Like, well, you need to know. You won't know what it is even if I told you. You don't know stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what else? I said, I'm not even opening it to look in. I don't even know what it is. I don't care what it is. And so he ordered it. So
taking this box to work. Somebody at work will open it up and tell me what it is.
I'll take it over to the studio, and Rob will be up here directly to hook it up, whatever it is.
I mean, I'll give you kind of the same thing, TJ. My phone can go off. Like, literally, I can be sitting in the chair. My phone is on the table across the room, and a man will be closer to my phone, and it'll go off. Who's texting you? Well, how the hell would I know? It's 40 feet away from me. Look at it and tell me. But I got a box yesterday that I ordered a sweatshirt from a friend of mine's company, and he realized it was my name and address, so he put some extra stuff in there and said, hey, I threw a hat and stuff in the box. Mm-hmm. But when it came to the house yesterday, she goes, oh, I want to see your sweatshirt you ordered. Opens it up, and one of the things he sent me is this really cool tobog, and she goes, would you wear this? I said, yeah, like that's cool. She goes, oh, so you're really going to wear this? yeah, I like it. She goes, oh, okay, are you going to wear like a lot?
Oh, jeez.
She wants it.
Oh, she wants it so bad. It's killing her. She would love to have it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm going to wear that. Okay. What else is in the box? I don't know. I haven't opened it up yet. Just hang on.
My son takes a lot of my stuff.
Really?
Hats and things. Yeah, I got an LSU tobog that Lainey, my daughter, gave me for Christmas. And his ass wears it constantly. And I'm like, look, anything else of mine, you know, you're welcome to. I don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me. You want to wear something of mine? You want to eat the food that I have in there for, you know, whatever I'm eating that week? Have at it. I said, but when it's a gift from my other child, it's rude for me just to look up and you're wearing my hat all the time like I gave it to you. That's going to hurt her feelings.
He works at the gym, and when I saw him at the gym, this was weeks ago, I said, he'd been wearing it every day. And I said, man, I do like that toy. That's a cool-looking hat. And he goes, yeah, it's Dad's. And I said, oh, really? He let you wear it? He goes, no, it's kind of stole it from him. I think Lainey gave it to him. And I said, oh. He goes, yeah. Like, it's whatever.
He'll get it back if he wants. It's not like I'm going anywhere.
He's like, he can just take it back. I'm done with it. He goes, yeah, I like it a lot. I said, oh, was it your dad? Yeah. You're going to give it back to him? Yeah. Whatever, man.
So then I finally told him, all right, wash that and then give it back to me because, you know, you can't have it.
Yeah.
And so he did. And he brought it back in where I was watching TV, and he goes, here's your hat. And I said, okay, thanks. And then maybe 3 days later, he's wearing it again. Damn. He's like, she went back to school. She don't know.
Oh, yeah, now that she's gone, it's okay for him to wear it. That's not the point.
That's funny.
It's a good gift idea, though.
What?
If somebody wants to get you something, you've lost that
right. Right. And it's thick, too. It's really, really warm.
It looks thick.
Mm-hmm. Warm. But he thinks it looks good with his mullet.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
The gray color of it complements the color of his hair sticking out the bottom of it.
Yeah, his hair is getting long in the back where it's supposed to. But it's long on the top, too, and he doesn't understand. You got to keep that cut.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you try to teach these kids about mullets, and they think they know everything.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
You know, as long as we're, patting our staff on the back and giving them motivational speeches and all.
Okay.
Like we just did with Adam. Tech D Rob watched a movie yesterday that he was going to put in his nerd news thing, his turd news deal.
Right.
And he watched the movie on Disney Plus. And he was going to recommend it because he enjoyed it so much. And he goes, this is the first review on Rotten Tomatoes. It was one of those family movies that are kind of cute to watch if you have a kid to entertain, but otherwise, there's no reason for an adult to watch it.
What's the movie?
Flora and Ulysses.
Flora and Ulysses.
It's about a squirrel. Yeah,
it's on. About a squirrel. You think he's going to watch a movie about a squirrel?
Well, he's watched plenty about a beaver. He watches them.
Is that a necessary review? It's good if you have kids. Well, no shit. It's a Disney movie.
About a squirrel.
No shit.
Wait, is it animated?
No, it's the little girl. Finds a squirrel, okay. And he's a superhero. Is what it,
the squirrel is a superhero?
Yeah,
it's not animated.
No, it's not.
Hang on. Okay, so they put a cape and shit on a squirrel and they're flying around. A real squirrel.
Sounds like a movie you would love.
It's not animated, but it's, what do you call that?
Animatronic.
Whatever.
Well, the squirrel is not a real squirrel. Yes, that's right. True. But the squirrel is like CG.
Oh, CG squirrel.
Can y'all hear that okay?
They have one thing in common. They never show up in the real world. Until Ulysses. Every superhero.
Now, allow me to stop you here because Ulysses is, we might not be able to play the rest of that on the internet, but not because it's dirty, because it might be illegal, but Ulysses is then a squirrel. What do they call it when it looks like a real animal, but they make it look, but it does whatever you want? Like, see, it's like a CGI. It's got a name. Anyway, and Ulysses is sitting on a limb high above the city until Ulysses showed up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious this is a kid's movie.
I knew it was going in, but I didn't think it would be.
A superhero squirrel. And you watched that yesterday?
Uh-huh.
All as preparation for your turd news podcast.
I mean, that was part of the preparation, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. You know, he's putting in the time, doing the work.
That's what they say.
Did you cry?
You'll enjoy the other prep I did. And that was watching people play Dungeons & Dragons on YouTube.
Huh.
Okay. Wait, I've got to look that up.
Alexis wants to know if you cried watching the squirrel.
I did not.
Squirrel must not have gotten it in the end.
Because I might have.
Ever. Squirrel appeared.
Yeah. And ain't no damn superhero squirrel going last where I grew up.
Superhero squirrel, what? It's a
30-second movie.
You thought you were going to be a superhero?
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Ain't so super now. Yeah. You and your little cape. That's cute. But the cape's coming off with your hide.
By the way, when you go to YouTube, and I looked up Dungeons & Dragons players, and like the fourth video down just says, D&D freakout. Kid loses his staff of power. Oh, God. Kid is going crazy.
Well,
11 players of D&D you don't want to play with. And it's apparently a funny video about, there's a guy sitting at a dining room table wearing a cape.
Alexis, have you ever dated a guy that plays Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
That's odd.
That you know of.
I've only dated two people, so I know what they played. was not Dungeons and Dragons.
Why do you think it's odd? It doesn't seem, it seems like the type of guy she would date.
No, I was being sarcastic. No. That she wouldn't have ever dated a Dungeons and Dragons. You know, I don't see, you know, a lot of brothers sitting around playing Dungeons and Dragons.
With the staff of power.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Okay, Alexis, question.
More of a Call of Duty.
By the way, former intern Adam said, oh man, my daughter loves this movie. She hardly ever sits still for a full movie.
Seven.
So let's say you're with a guy. Yeah, let's say you're with a guy. You've been dating for a while, and he's like, "Hey, let's do some fantasy. Let's play like a Dungeons and Dragons role play thing." Are you like cool because you're into that? Are you like not cool because it's Dungeons and Dragons?
No, I would do it, but I would be the worst at trying to stay in character.
Like a sex thing? Are you talking about?
Yeah, like if they want to, he want to do some role play Dungeons and Dragons, and she's like. Yeah. I'm adventurous, yet I think that's nerdy. Where do you go with that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you be the dragon, I'll be the dungeon.
Well, I'm considering if her, since her ex-boyfriend didn't even have his own cell phone, I don't think he would be all into Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. Like, he got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. Right. Well, or at least he should have bigger fish to fry.
Right. I'm just trying to get a phone.
Yeah. Let alone a staff of power.
I'm trying to get my girl a tablet. I'm trying to get my girl a tablet to make her think I paid full price.
$200 tablet. 5 years old. Like, get out of here, bro. Get out.
And
literally.
How much did he tell you he paid for?
$200. And it was like 5 years old. The graphics on the tablet, you could tell were old.
But he said it was new.
He said it was it was from a consignment place or pawn shop, so I knew it wasn't going to be new. Yeah. But he was like, yeah, I paid $200 for it. I mean, he went all the way to the store to complain on the phone to try to prove his lie.
Once you're in, you got to go for it.
Yeah, at some point he was thinking, well, if I get in the car and head to the store, she's not going to make me go all the way down there to prove that I'm lying.
And so how much was it,
$30?
$30. But if he would have paid $200 for it, it'd still been the same shitty or tablet, whatever it was.
And it didn't even matter to me that he bought it from a pawn shop. That's fine. I mean, but don't lie about it when the receipt is in the bag.
Yeah. God, can you imagine?
That's just
lie. That's somebody that's so dumb, you don't want to take a chance of having kids with them.
No. Yeah. Not at all.
You had some little dumbass lying kids.
That's when he's lying. The receipt is in the bag.
In the bag. Plastic bag.
This says you paid $30. No, it was $200.
They took $200 of my dollars, so I don't know. They took $200. That's all I know. $200. That's not lying.
I gave them two $100 bills, and they didn't give me no change. So they lying on that receipt.
That's bullshit.
So he called. He actually... Did he take you with him to complain?
No, he was on the phone.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He didn't go down there. He just called him and started yelling at him on the phone.
His best friend was with him, and we were talking about it recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you really go? He's like, yeah. He's like, we went, and he tried to make a scene. He's like, I couldn't believe that he was actually going through with that, going to the store. And he even had them count the registers to make sure there wasn't extra money, like. I'm like, dude, you are doing the most right now.
He was trying not to lose you. And sometimes you do things, questionable things, to keep the love alive, keep the spark alive.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing.
Yeah, evidently you put him in that no-win position of having to go buy you trinkets that he couldn't afford.
You called him out.
He was struggling as it was, and then you just bury him.
All I said was, I know you did not pay $200 for this tablet.
Why? What does it matter?
Because it was 5 years old, so if he paid $200 for that tablet, if he really did, then he's dumb.
Yes, I did.
And he probably owed you more than $200 from other things.
Yeah, he owes me a couple of racks.
I would rather you just giving me the $30.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that you owe me for one of the bills.
This from the heart and the wallet. I got you this tablet.
I got you this tablet at Fergie's first CD.
Are they both brand new, right out the packet? Did I say I paid $200? I meant $2,000. I paid $2,000 for it. $2,000. It's an iPad Pro Pro. It's like the next step from a pro. It's a pro pro.
It's a pro.
There's only one.
Pro, it's pro squared.
Pro squared.
This is really a $5,000 iPad, but I got it for
$2,000.
I could have paid $5,000 though for you because I love you. Yeah. That's how much I love you. I just don't want to lose you and my cell phone.
Yeah, because if I lose you, I'm going to lose the cell phone I get to use.
That's a good idea, Riggins, to make that the voice of all of Alexa's boyfriends.
Isn't that what you picture him sounding like? Like, I love you. Let me back in. I didn't mean to eat your enchiladas. This shit was delicious.
But if I do got to leave, I want my damn art.
Yeah.
Where my artwork?
Give me the art and the iPad Pro Pro back.
I'm going to give it to somebody who appreciates it. That's some stingy-ass, selfish-ass bitch.
See if I get you Taco Bell.
God. And where's my charger, too? I need my charger.
You were borrowing mine.
The facts.
Yeah, what did you say?
Everything was mine.
What did you say he owes you two? What? Racks?
Two racks.
Two racks.
What's that mean?
$2,000.
Like, oh.
Racks on racks.
A stack. A rack.
A rack. A stack. All that.
I know a stack. I didn't know a rack. I know a
couple
stack.
Racks.
A
couple racks.
He owed you $2,000?
Probably more than that, honestly. Yeah.
God. Well, so what? I eat a lot of ketchup. I told her I'd pay her back.
$2,000.
Over $2,000.
Over $2,000.
Yeah. I just took that L and kept it moving.
It's good thing you didn't hang on to none of it in your head. Yeah. You just let it all go. You just kept moving.
Just charge it to the game.
Why don't you love me?
Oh, I didn't even ever tell you guys this story. One time after we had broken up, because I let him live in the house for a little bit.
Wait, after you broke up, you let him live in the house?
Yeah, because he had nowhere to go and I felt bad. I was in the bathroom taking a shower and I come out and he's standing there with three flowers that had thorns on them still because he had cut them from someone's yard.
He stole roses.
And brought them to me. And I said, did you take these from someone's yard? Because they still have thorns on them. He's like, yeah, I was thinking about you. I saw them and I thought about you. Get out of here.
Well, he did.
That's
kind of
sweet.
Yeah, you know, but you can't steal people's roses.
You can't steal people's roses.
Come on. If they had a lot of them, he'd three.
And what did he cut them with?
Who knows?
His keys? Hands,
I don't know. They're a little jagged at the bottom.
A butter knife.
Were they bloody?
He's like,
he held them down on the sidewalk, used his key to scratch them through it.
Thorns and everything still on them. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, half the petals fell off this one. Because I did, she loved me not on it. And then I thought, the rose can't decide that, only you can. So, do you love me or love me not?
I love you.
Oh man, mm-hmm. Feel bad for that, Lex.
Yeah,
that's an old Alexis.
That's an old Lex.
New Alexis.
Poor
now.
Girl, she didn't know. Little silly girl, she didn't know.
This Alexis
better.
Demands a lot more.
Does he still live around here?
No, he lives in South Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you don't have to run into him anywhere or anything like that.
I only saw him one time after he moved out. And in the 6 years that we've been broken up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's, you know, moved on as well. And he's found a good life. Maybe he's got a family now.
He's living with his mom.
That's family.
Yeah.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Damn. Oh, where my left though?
Help me. She kicked me out.
Well, you run around here acting brand new because you're out and people recognize you from the radio. And you think you're something. You think you're too damn good for somebody now.
Yeah. Was that guy fooling around behind your back at all, do you think?
Yes, actually. Found out later on in life.
How? He didn't have a car or
he had a car. He had my car that I paid off and gave to him.
Oh my god! So had y'all talked about getting married or something? Is that why you were doing all this like serious, planning with him and serious sharing and all of that? Was it kind of like a, all right, so one day we're going to get married. I'll just, you know, try to keep him on his feet. And someday his art's going to take off and we're going to be set. What? Why such an investment in a boyfriend?
We had talked about that. But honestly, I was tossed. And, that took over.
Okay. All right. So you're...
Infatuation.
Yeah, you just... Okay.
You know, us silly girls, we do crazy things.
Oh, yeah. You got squirrels in your damn head.
I had so many squirrels in my head.
Is that what you're saying?
All the squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
When you finally kicked him out, did he try to repair things or make things better?
Yeah, he did. But the worst effort.
Yeah.
It was trash.
You could have guessed that.
Yeah. The last time I saw him was at the strip club because I had seen him on Instagram on someone else's story, and he was on a boat holding a bottle of champagne, and he comes into the strip club, and I had already had a couple drinks, and he's like 6'3", 6'4". So I see him coming in, and I go up to him, and I say, oh, so you have money to come to the strip club and to be popping bottles on a boat, but you owe me money. Where's my money at? And he's like, no, I'll get your money. I said, no, you're going to the bar right now to grab a drink. Give me that money that you're going to go spend and buy a drink. And one of my friends had to come grab me because I was like squaring up.
Probably
like I
drunk
was to fight
and just
him.
Showing out. You know.
Yeah.
What's up? About to punch him in the kneecap.
Kneecap.
He's like, I got a champagne bottle full of water that I'm walking around holding.
Mm-hmm. He was popping bottles on a boat on it. Like, you owe me money and you're on here trying to stunt? Get out of here. No.
Trying to stunt, you say.
Popping bottles on a boat trying to stunt.
Yeah. Not on my watch. I'm going to call you out.
Get your ass back in that car I bought you. Exactly.
So what kind of car was it?
Okay, so the car that I gave him, which it ended up breaking down later, so it's not like he kept it. It was a PT Cruiser, but it had TVs in it.
Oh, shit.
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Look at this shit. My girl that gave me a car with TVs in it.
Hold up. I'm about to smash the streets. A PT loser with the TVs in the headrest. Oh, shit.
They were like, look at that shit. You got a little PT Cruiser. But it got TVs in it.
It got TVs in it, though.
Oh, damn.
Somebody else drive so I can watch TV.
Oh, my God.
We call it the TV Cruiser.
Ah.
So what color was it?
It was gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably saw an exhibit made it over on.
Yeah. Yeah, Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
The exhibit didn't even have to mess with that shit. Yeah. It was pimped up already.
Hold
up.
Lord.
A PT Cruiser with TVs in it. How many TVs?
Two. I didn't put. I mean, I bought it like that.
But I mean, damn! Yeah. But PT Cruiser is about as big as a desk chair.
Was that one of the factors that helped you put you over the top to buy it?
I was like, oh man, oh, TVs.
You got TVs back here. Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh god.
So you paid it off, and that became his car.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what happened to it?
It ended up breaking down like a year later, year and a half. Mm. It was already really old.
Okay, but did you sell it, or did you just leave it on the side of the road?
I sold it to a junkyard for parts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, were y'all still together then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he got a Cadillac. That he asked me, he wanted to know, or he wanted to give me the opportunity to co-sign for him. He said, oh, I'm going to let you co-sign for me for this. And I said, you're going to let, that's when I was already trying to, get a little smart. It's like, you're going to let me co-sign for you?
I love that.
What?
Yeah. That takes balls right there.
I would have shared this experience with you.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a lot of nerve to say something like, tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and let you co-sign on this for me to get this deal done.
Yeah.
Because you my bitch.
Yeah. So you didn't co-sign?
Hell no.
And what kind of Cadillac was it? About how old?
It was like a 2005 Cadillac DeVille.
So nice. Then,
yeah, it was nice. Cloth drop top.
Oh.
But it didn't last very long. It broke down.
I'm going to let you co-sign this for me. That's awesome.
And I remember exactly where I was at, where I was sitting, and my expression when he said that. And I looked at him and I said, what?
What?
You're going to let me? I said, what makes you think I would even co-sign for you, buddy?
What did he do for money, though?
He was a server. At a restaurant.
Okay. Were you the boss of him at work?
No.
Okay.
No, we worked at different restaurants.
All right.
Well, he was a server at Wendy's.
He was a crack server.
Server.
Aaron.
Damn.
Yeah.
No. So he did have money to be able to afford a vehicle.
I don't know where his money would go.
Yeah, because, I mean, he can't even afford a phone. And he's, making a regular job.
Yeah, good money. I don't know what.
Yes, so what the hell did he do with it?
Who knows?
Popping bottles.
Popping bottles in a boat. Stunting. All over the place.
He was stunting. Man, Riggins.
And
TV's in the hair.
But the PT Cruiser broke down. You took it back, though, first, right? Or did it break down before while he still had it?
It broke down while we were still dating.
Okay. Then he buys a Cadillac, and it breaks down.
And he leaves it in my driveway when we broke up.
The Cadillac?
Yeah. He left that in my driveway and all of his stuff in the attic.
Did you have to have it hauled off?
Yep.
I sold it for parts, though.
Oh,
well, okay.
And I told the guy at the junkyard, I said, listen, no one's going to come asking questions about this car, so just give me what you can and let's just keep it moving.
I think the bank would.
Well, not
your
car.
No, it was paid off already. Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was paid off.
It's not your car, not your problem.
Yeah, and it wasn't under my name. I don't care.
I don't care.
He left it in my driveway.
You shouldn't have left it here.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking was that since he needed a co-signer, I'm guessing that he financed it, so I was imagining it not being paid off and leaving it there.
No, he did make payments on it, but by the time he left it, I think there was not a lot owed, if anything. But whatever. I got money off of that. And good.
At least you got something. Well, he sees it, though. You're even.
Definitely not. They only gave me like.
That's probably why he got the damn tablet from. He ripped one of those TVs out to PT Cruiser. Why are there wires on the back of it? iPads don't have wires. Awesome. Give me that shit. I never have two people in the back seat. Get that bitch out.
And if I do it to PT Cruiser, they can both see one screen.
Yeah, who cares? Right, yeah.
Oh my god!
Ooh, I could live back here.
Oh god, that was so good.
You were.
My PlayStation.
That really surprises me.
That's why I've been single for 6 years because I'm not doing.
I know, but I mean
again.
That doesn't. What I'm saying is that doesn't seem like you at all. The you that we know now. Yeah. I mean, we didn't know you then. So it doesn't seem like you at all. God.
I just kept thinking, honestly, I kept thinking that if I put him in a good situation, that at some point he would turn around and do the same. It just never happened.
That's really point to the point. Yeah.
So It is what it is. I got funny stories from it.
Yeah.
He was like, man, I've got a good situation going here. I'm just going to ride this wave a while and see what happens.
Yeah, but he screwed it up.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
But don't you think he's just screwed his life up anyway?
Yeah.
So
he has face tattoos now.
Yeah. He seems like, I don't know the guy, and I shouldn't judge him. Maybe he's changed. But it seems to me like the type of person that we all know, these types of people, that's the way their life is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's 30, whether he's 40, when he's 55, he'll be, you know, getting by with a job, car broke down, got to get a new car. And everybody's always wondering, like, where did he get that watch? Or what's he doing in the club? Or why is he on that boat?
Mm-hmm.
Because he spends all his money there waiting on his mom to die, let him have the house or something like that, you know?
And I found out recently that he owed a lot of people money where he worked at. So I don't know what he was doing. Like, everybody that knows him's like, oh, yeah, he owes me money. I'm like, well, he owes me money, too. Yeah. So
it makes it hard to go to work, though. I can't imagine going to work knowing I come in here and owing all y'all money. That would be terrible.
Well, bless his heart.
Like, you'd be afraid to even have a drink or something. People go, oh, that's $1.25 you could have given to my ass.
Exactly.
Right there.
I could never. The feeling of owing people anything, I just couldn't do it. Just can't. But whatever.
And so when was your other serious relationship?
It was before him. So I was 20 till I was about almost turning 22. And he was older than, like, not a lot older, but he was older than me. We met in restaurants. And he's the one that after we broke up, my best friend at the time and him started dating 3 months after we broke up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So why did y'all break up, that group, that bunch?
Because he drank too much.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
Yeah. Like, the last straw, I came to his apartment one day, and he was sprawled out in the foyer of the apartment, just donezo. People could see him. They were going to their apartments. I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this no more.
Oh. We're talking about this guy you dated or my dad now?
I thought at first you meant he drank too much of what you had in your fridge.
Yeah. Like,
that's my Fruitopia.
It's my Arizona tea. Yeah, it's only 99 cents. I don't care.
You know what? And that can be a real downer, too, I would imagine, that you come home from a hard day work and open the door and there's your boyfriend passed out in the foyer. It's like, damn, it was going to be one of those days at home?
His car one time was also broken down and it was in the shop, so he borrowed my car and he dropped me off at work. He was supposed to pick me up and he got too drunk and never came to pick me up.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Was he at home drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a home drinker.
But now he's sober now, from what
good.
I hear.
That's good.
Yeah. So him and my ex-best friend, they were good for each other. So.
Yeah, I have no problem drinking at home or drinking alone. People always say, oh, he's drinking alone or he's drinking at home. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I think it's different, though, if you're drinking at home to get drunk every day.
Well, I mean, I don't intend to get drunk.
It just happens by accident.
It's just the way the time works.
Yeah.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and AceTJ.com.
COVID or not, SpaceX is planning to launch its first all-civilian flight this fall.
I am way into this.
And the 29-year-old woman who kicked cancer's ass. But it was when she was a kid. She just got a free ticket. Her name's Haley Arsenault. And I'm wondering if she is Louisianian, Ace, because it's E-A-U-X.
Yeah, I wondered the same thing.
Is how Arsenault is spelled.
Must be.
She was a patient at St. This says St. Jude's, but it's St. Jude. 2 decades ago, and now works there as a physician's assistant. That's as close to a doctor as you can get as being a physician's assistant.
Okay.
And then there's a billionaire named Jared Isaacman who's paying for a seat. And you could also win a seat by donating at least $10 to St. Jude this Sunday.
So the billionaire, it's the billionaire paying for the seat for somebody, and then all the money you donate goes to St. Jude's?
No, I think he's just paying for a seat, and then you can also win, it's a different deal. You can win one, too, but he's paying for a seat.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He's paying for her seat.
He's paying for her seat, that's but right. If you donate, you're going to be entered into a raffle to win a seat.
Right. No thanks. No. I'll donate, but I don't give a damn about going into out of space.
Well, you also have to do, it's not just like you hop on an airplane. You got to go through weeks of training.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally do that. That'd be awesome. I think you couldn't
put on a face mask and scuba dive in the swimming pool.
It's a totally different deal, though. This is totally different.
I bet once they put your ass in that G-Force thing and they start spinning you around.
No, I'd crush that. I'd be great at that.
We should try it.
I'd be great at that. I'd be a good astronaut.
But has this been tested enough to be
that's
where
my
you would
thing.
Want to? Because didn't they just have a bad experience with some kind of a setback with SpaceX?
It wasn't a commercial, like it was a freight kind of rocket that they were trying to land back. It's not the same thing. They've had many successful landings with the rockets that they're planning to use.
Yeah, that's my only thing about this is the fact that it's the very first commercial flight into space. But I would totally, I think it's exciting and it's awesome that
it's going to be cool.
That civilians are. Businesses are now sending people into space. That's crazy.
Well, how much does it cost for a seat?
A couple $100,000, maybe even over $1 million. I'll double check. Yeah, this and is. I think Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be on it. So, like, there's some wealthy
Leo's
people.
Leo's going to be on it.
I think so.
I want to go.
Well, is it what do you call it? Is it carbon friendly?
I'm sure.
Carbon neutral.
I'm sure they've done something to offset their carbon footprint.
I mean, if Leo's going to be on it, I mean,
so what is
he's always one of the loudest screamers about the carbon footprint and all that while he's flying around and doing stuff.
Do you make an orbit?
So yeah, I think you do
one orbit and land.
Yeah, you'll do. I think they said an orbit, and then you'll see the curve of the Earth is what they were talking about.
It's amazing. The whole flight's over in no time. I mean, it's not going to be like days. It's like an hour or two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I think to orbit the Earth is not very, doesn't take that. It's surprisingly not that long to orbit the Earth in outer space.
2 hours in space time, or
this would be incredible.
Are we talking about light years? What is that in space time?
What's the time zone up there?
Yeah, it's incredible and just mind-boggling that you can do that. But I don't want any part of it. As far as I would never ever want to go up in a spaceship.
Why not?
Because it's just something I'm not into.
Like, are you scared?
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's just to go orbit the Earth, then I can see all that with satellite pictures. Kind of like the Grand Canyon. I don't need to go stand at the edge of the Grand Canyon to appreciate its beauty and the miracle of it. Wow. You know.
Yeah. It takes the space shuttle 90 minutes to orbit the Earth.
What?
So you would have to train, and then you wear the spacesuit the whole thing. But the thing's pressurized; it takes off. You sit there. You
would freak out.
No, I would not.
Yeah, I think you might. I would freak out a little bit.
That was another thing.
I'm great at this kind of stuff.
How do you know you're great at it? You've never done it.
I've done like stuff like heights and all that doesn't bother me.
Okay, what do you mean by heights? What have you done with heights? You climbed a building?
He scaled a building.
I've scaled a building. I've rappelled from a 17-story building.
That's 17 stories. That's not all the way out in space.
Okay. It's going to be the same effect.
You ever done that thing where you ride in the little basket and it takes you up, you pull the pin and it goes, it swings you through? That's awesome. I've done that several times. I'm good at heights.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Here's the thing.
They put them goggles on you and they put the mouth thing.
It's a totally different idea.
Get me out of here.
That's not how space works.
How do you know?
It doesn't work. How many times you see it's a pressurized cabin?
Get out of here. Just stand up.
That's not how it works.
He had a manic episode when he was trying to snorkel. Is that what you're saying?
I was not snorkeling.
They put flippers on
it. I would crush this.
I love your confidence, your bravado.
No doubt.
Our last experience with you in any kind of apparatus is freak out.
That's a different deal. It's totally different from this. You've seen space.
I can't breathe. You've seen
just breathe normal.
Yeah, just
stand up.
You've seen astronauts. That's not how it works. That is not how it works.
Yeah, it looks way more intense than scuba diving. You're right. It's not the same. It looks
not the same.
10 times more intense.
It's not at all.
How do you know?
Because I've seen how astronauts function.
I've seen people scuba dive too, and it looks like the most peaceful thing, but somehow you had like a manic episode.
I don't like being in my mouth. I don't like that.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I don't like that thing.
I'm drowning.
Yeah. Being an astronaut is way better. Way better.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I would crush being an astronaut.
I would crush.
I firmly believe that if I was on a plane that was going down, everybody get out of the way. I'll be the pilot. Let me talk to somebody on the ground. We'll get through this.
You'll be the pilot? Have you flown an airplane before?
No. Here's the thing. Here's my belief, Alexis.
Plane's going to go down
God,
faster.
True story. But, okay, we're all on a plane. All right? All of us are on a plane. And the pilot collapses. None of us has any flight experience whatsoever. All right? All things being equal, none of us knows anything about flying a plane. We all have been like, I don't know nothing. I've never flown a plane. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Get out of the way. I got it. Let me be the pilot. I'll be the pilot. They'll talk me through what to do. But I believe that I'm the best candidate to put this plane on the ground.
Well, you know what?
Because none of us know anything. So talk me through it. I'm calm. I'm good to go. I'm ready. It's going to be ugly. Probably going to crash it.
Well,
I believe I've got the best shot of putting it on the ground.
And you do have more experience. I mean, I've never done that bungee basket at Myrtle Beach.
That's right.
That's what he's comparing.
Exactly.
I lift you up. Pull the pin.
That's it.
Well, you know what?
You're ready for space.
I love the confidence.
I need a couple weeks to come down a water slide either.
I need a couple weeks to get in shape. I'm ready.
I'm so good on a water slide, my swimsuit don't even go in my ass.
That boy can do one.
God.
I'm not saying I would be
astronaut already.
I'm not saying I would be good at it, Alexis. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, I'm the best option.
I love the confidence, but next time that I say I want to do something and it sounds completely ridiculous, like talking to the sky to bring snow, don't make fun of me.
Stop. Okay? You're doing something that's impossible.
Who says? It probably might be impossible for you to fly an airplane. How would you know? You don't know yet.
I said, they're going to talk me through it.
I think there's a better chance of his flying an airplane than being
an
astronaut.
Yeah. And
they put that helmet on.
And I will say this much as a disclaimer. My friend is a pilot for Delta, and he's like, you're an idiot. There's no way. And I said, dude, tell me this. I said, he told me that last time I talked to him, he said, come to Atlanta. Here's what we're going to do. I'll tell them what you want to do, and they'll be like, yeah, let him come in. And he goes, they think you're stupid enough. He goes, I'll take you to the simulator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He goes, we'll put you in the simulator, and we'll put you in a 737. And then I'll go in the other room and we'll see. Well, he goes, we'll talk you through it and see if you can put it on the ground. He goes, it is exactly what it would be like landing. You pick the airport. Doesn't matter. I was like, okay, sounds good. Let's do it.
Rob has a pretty good thought.
What's that? What's your question, Rob?
So whenever you can't send an email, you start yelling. You think you can land an aircraft?
There's a difference. Fair question. Yeah.
He loses it when an email doesn't go through.
Fair question. Here's the difference.
Throwing those headphones up against the wall.
Wham! And here's the part.
Okay? Air traffic controllers, they don't know shit.
Nope. Here's what you fail to understand about how I operate.
What are we failing to understand?
Here's what you fail to understand. There is nothing that frustrates me more than I've paid for something to work that doesn't work. In this scenario, you know, it's a pressure situation where you're okay. We got to remain calm like this. I get far more angry when my damn cable goes out at home than I ever would. I gotta land this plane and get these people home safely. I got this. This is a pressure situation. I'm calm. Talk me through what we need, and we'll be fine. We won't be fine. I can't guarantee you we'll be fine. Yeah, I can guarantee exactly. You I'm the best option to put it on the ground.
Well, maybe try the simulator and then tell us how that goes.
I will. I want to go do it. Yeah. I want to go do it. It's going to be ugly.
Try putting on a pair of goggles without freaking out.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.